Hidalgo County's remarkable transformation, rising from the ashes of high unemployment to economic revolution. Texas Border Business, by Mario Reyna. Hidalgo County's workforce during the last 30 years has grown like no other county in the state or country. From the historic Depression-era unemployment levels in 1998, which were 21.3%, to the current 5.4%, it proves that our community is ready and preparing for more human capital to sustain a vibrant economy. The opportunities for new business investment from anywhere in the world in our community should be plain to see to any investor. Investments create jobs, and Hidalgo County has a young, vibrant workforce hungry to be part of the American dream. Currently, 31% of the population in our area is under 18 years old. From 2018 to 2022, local universities and colleges produced 75,125 graduates, as Dr. Salvador Contreras, an economics professor at UTRGV, reported. This trend is expected to continue, with even more students pursuing higher education in community colleges or universities. This shift is crucial, as the job market increasingly demands more than a high school education. Higher paying jobs are available now, and those emerging in the future will likely require advanced skills and education. Although our economic and workforce history reflects positively on our community, the future looks even more promising because government, civic, and business leaders are working together to form a one region, one voice, with over $50 million collectively that can be used to recruit new businesses to our region. The current employment opportunities are not what one would expect from an area that has done well, so working together is a must. To prove this point, let's look at our poverty situation, which currently stands at 28.1%. This number cannot be explained when our community has so much talent. For example, Hidalgo County has 76,034 individuals with bachelor's degrees, and 8.7% of them, or 6,614, live in poverty. Also, 25,988 individuals have an associate degree, and 16.1%, or 4,184, live in poverty. Finally, the most vulnerable group is those without a high school education. There are 154,789 in this category, and 37%, or 57,271, live a mere existence. These individuals have the highest level of poverty and deserve greater attention. The good news is that these numbers can and will improve. Consider that we have over 54,000 undergraduate students enrolled in institutions of higher learning, UTRGV, Texas A&M, and STC. Furthermore, consider the thousands of certificates, Associate of Applied Science, Associate of Science, and Bachelor's degrees produced yearly by these institutions, 5,698 for STC and 10,992 for UTRGV in fiscal year 2021. These numbers do not include master's degrees, PhDs, and medical doctors or degrees from proprietary schools. These significant numbers should open anyone's eyes to recognize something extraordinary is happening in Hidalgo County. Folks, I wouldn't say I like to brag, but we are on a rocket ship, so buckle up. We are in North America's most strategic location, so we will see much money coming our way. Will you be ready? Mario Reyna, who previously served as the Dean for Business and Technology at South Texas College, is a retired captain from the Air Force with an impressive 20 years of service. He has also held a position as an executive at Texas Border Business. Currently, he is a part of the Hidalgo County Prosperity Task Force under the leadership of Judge Richard Cortez. This article is a unique contribution to Texas Border Business.